looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
Brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He is Lord. And we greet you amidst all that's taking place in the world. We greet you amidst a world that is continuing to go off into confusion and into deception, but also into light and into truth simultaneously. And, you know, you've got to kind of track back to look and see messages that have been given leading up to where we are today, because, you know, God has definitely given a heads up for His people along the way. He's definitely given some initial notice, some initial understanding, so that people could know, that people could adjust, that people could make good decision, good choices, and also that people could understand what it is that they're seeing. You know, Jesus would oftentimes talk about, to him who has eyes, let him see. To him who has ears, let him hear. And, you know, there's an element of a work of the Holy Spirit of the living God where you have to want truth in order to be able to see things for what they are, to hear things for what they are, to understand. You know, it was Solomon that asked God and said, God, give me an understanding heart. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and an understanding heart, ultimately was his request, so that he could do what God had for him to do. And in the process of that request, everything else opened up. But Solomon understood. And that understanding, I have a statement I make often in some of the work I do, but knowledge without application is worthless. You can know all kinds of things, but if you can't apply them, then it's not going to do you any good. So you want to be able to apply, but if you don't understand in the first place, you don't even have the first piece. So in order to be, and this is why too, for scriptures also talk about it, because they refuse to love the truth, God gives them over to a powerful delusion, and believing the lie, they're damned. I mean, this is part of it too. When people refuse to love the truth, and Jesus Christ is that cornerstone. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. So He is that gate. He is that doorway. He is the way through. And without Him, you can do nothing. So you need Him. You need that. And but without Him unlocking that understanding and that truth, you're stuck. But once He unlocks the understanding and the truth and your eyes are open, then there's this window too, which is one thing that happens in this window is this revelation, this understanding, you can see things for what they are. Take Saul, who became Paul in the scriptures. In the book of Acts, you can read his story. And, you know, he went through a window of time where he was moving forward, persecuting the church, thinking that he was doing God's will. And Jesus even said there's going to be a time that comes that they're going to think that those that kill you think that they're doing God a service. Case in point, Saul, who became Paul. He thought he was doing God a service by killing and executing the followers of Christ, until he had his Damascus Road experience. And on the road to Damascus, where he was planning on going to go there and persecute and destroy the church, he and the people with him, they were all knocked to the ground. And Saul, who later became Paul, heard that voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom you're persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." You know, basically, a quick thing about, a little historical thing, but the, so, there were, when they would have, you know, a horse or a donkey or something like that, and one thing that they would do to teach the animal not to kick back behind them, is because it's dangerous, you know, for somebody that's behind the animal, either plowing or whatnot, is they would put these spiked, it was just like a spiked, like, device behind that. And I'm really, really loose on my discussion of this piece, but it was like a spiked backstop behind where the legs were of the animal. And if the animal would kick back, the animal would, you know, would feel that. And so after a while, the animal would stop kicking because they realized, wait, this is, I'm not going to win this one. And that's the point Jesus was making to Paul on the road to Damascus was, you're not going to win. Excuse me. You're not going to win. And Paul, when he had gone through that transformation and that road to Damascus, he went through a meltdown in his mind, in his spirit, because he thought he was serving God in his own way. He was under, he was, his eyes were blind. And he didn't know what he was doing. That's why when Jesus even prayed on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And, you know, that there was that Roman soldier that looked up when Christ gave up the ghost in that situation, and he said, surely, you know, like, he had this moment of revelation, oh my gosh, this is the Son of God. He had this revelation, oh my gosh, you know, this, he realized that this whole situation wasn't what was presented to him as he was carrying out his duty as a Roman soldier, what he was instructed to do, and he realized that he was on, he was not in a good place either, because he was being used as a tool for something very bad and very evil. But still, God was working out his will and his good purpose in the middle of that situation. Now, Saul, who became Paul, went through this moment. And when the scales fell off of his eyes, and he now began this journey. The thing is for him was he still, when the truth was revealed, when the truth was revealed, he chose to follow the truth. He chose to follow the light. And he went through difficulties and hardships and all kinds of other things as a result of that choice. But once the truth was made known to him and once he understood, he never let that go. And he walked that out for the rest of his time on the earth, all the way through his martyrdom. Now, the issue that people have, the issue that people have on the earth right now is that those that have rejected the truth, and in so doing have tied themselves to a lie. Now, as they've tied themselves to a lie, the thing is as we continue to move forward, and we've talked about the wave of light, the wave of truth, what it is that we're coming into, all of that stuff. As we've continued to move forward in that, the byproduct of that is, if you're shackled to a lie, you're stuck. Whereas those that are on the way of truth and light and moving with Christ Jesus, they're continuing to move forward. They're continuing to progress. They're continuing to go on in what God is doing. Here's the thing. When you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said last. When you tell the truth, when you live the truth, you are who you are. And people, you will be the same person wherever it is that people meet you. They will know and understand this is who you are. But when you live in a lie, when you live in a deception, you always have to remember what you said last. So something that my friends in India, we talked about while I was over there some years back. They said, you know, one of my friends told me, he said, Govinda, he said, I am not smart enough to be a liar. And I asked him to clarify what he said. And he said, I was like, okay, tell me more. And he said, when you lie, you have to always remember what you said last. And a lie builds upon itself. But when you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said last. The truth is always true. Absolutely. 100%. That's why the people that walk and live in the truth can walk in peace because it is what it is. And you move forward in that. Whereas the people that go and live in the lie and in the deception, now something's hidden. Now something's in the back of their mind. Now, why is there no peace there? Well, one reason is because there's always something secret and hidden, and that needs to be covered up, that needs to be worried about, that needs to be controlled. That's a horrible thing. It's a horrible way to live. So now, even as we're continuing to move on in time, as eternal beings transitioning in time, in this paradigm, we're seeing things being brought to the surface, brought out. Because, see, the only moment that we have again is right now. The moment that we have is right now. We're in I Am. So when you're present and you're here, and okay, in this moment, what is happening? Well, what is happening is we're seeing more light. We're seeing more light and more truth in this moment now than in what was before. Yes? Can we agree on that? Can we agree that God is shaking everything that can be shaken? Didn't he say he would do that? Yes, he said, I will shake everything that can be shaken. All right. So everything that can be shaken is being shaken. We're seeing more light now than before. We're seeing, as the book of Daniel talked about, knowledge increasing. We're seeing that. We're seeing an increase of knowledge all over. Now, there's a difference between knowledge and understanding. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. You can know all kinds of stuff, but you can not understand. You can know all kinds of things, but you can still be paralyzed in what to do and where to go. You need the Spirit of the living God instructing you and giving you direction. You need discernment, because you can know all kinds of things, but you can know the wrong things. You can have your head full of useless information, or you can have your head in your mind exactly what it is that you need. And the path of life and truth can be revealed. That's why God's also said, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. You want to keep your mind, your heart, your spirit stayed on the living God. You want to be attentive to what he's saying, because the world is working and has worked so hard to try to get your consciousness, your mind, your thought process, your volition, your intention. They want to build you into the world in order to use what's in you to create that reality, and they need your free will bought into that in order to do it. But when you say, no, I am going to follow the living God, I am choosing, and this is part of it too, the many are called but the chosen are few. God calls, and when he calls and you choose to respond and to follow him, you're choosing to exit the world and the world system. You're going from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, as Acts 26 talks about in Paul's own experience when he's testifying before the King Agrippa. He said, look, this is what happened with me. This was my experience. And this is what I'm living out. This is the whole reason that I'm here in front of you right now testifying. And you're asking me these questions. I'm giving you the summary of it. Because here's the thing. There is much more important things going on than our human earthly experience. There's an eternal aspect to your being. And anybody, tell me who was here 200 years ago that's here today. No, everybody's passed on. Appointed unto every man is a time to die, and after that the judgment. So every one of us has a window and a season for which we pass through this life and our time on the earth. And so in that window and in that season of life, are you following the Lamb? Are you following the living God? Are you following Christ Jesus? Are you being led and directed by him in your time on earth and under his lordship to carry on in the journey that he would have for you both now, as well as when your transition and this as a sojourner, your time on earth is over? Or are you abrogating that, abrogating your responsibility? Are you defaulting to the lie of the devil and going the way of the world, and in so doing, being separated from the vine, which is the source of life and truth, which is the source of everything, and going to that system that is designed to steal, to kill, and to destroy? And are you going into that, and in so doing, destroying yourself? And free will is honored in both cases. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes when people have this window and they have an understanding for a moment, all of a sudden everything becomes real. And they're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Well, here. You give as much of yourself as you know to as much of God as has been revealed to you. And God will meet you in that moment. And he will meet you in that space. So as much of himself as he's revealed to you, if he's calling you, you need to, and I tell you, listen, if you are hearing this and he's calling you, all right, let's clarify this. If this audio is making it to you and somehow this is actually reaching you, because this people, the only reason that people actually get to these audios is because God wants them to reach the people that hear this. Things have been set up in a particular way for that, and God has used this in that way for it to reach who it's supposed to reach and for it to be hidden from those that it's supposed to be hidden from, because there are people that this message is not for. There are people that this message, this truth is not for. Just even as Jesus said to the disciples, you know, when he spoke certain things out there in front of all the people, but the ones that wanted the clarification and they pressed in and they're like, God, you know, they said, Jesus, you know, what does this parable mean? It says, to you has been given. Well, there were people that pressed in. There were people that wanted to know. They were people that were being drawn to the deeper things. Deep calls out to deep. And for those that listen here, they're those that that are supposed to. So we're encouraged by that too, because it reaches who it's supposed to. And it's hidden from those who it's supposed to be hidden from. Because there are those that God keeps the message away from. Because there are those that have rejected the truth. And in doing so, it's like, okay, well, then you're not going to hear it. And you won't see it, and you won't understand it, especially when the difficult time comes. Because you know what happens is a lot of times people want God on their own terms. They want God to be their genie in a bottle. They want him to be their jack-in-the-box, and they just want to leave him over there on the shelf so that they can just try to pull him out whenever they feel. But that's not how it works. He's Lord. He's King. He's on the throne, not you. And you either line up with him when he calls, or you're playing a roll of the dice, my friends. And there's people that will try to seek him and won't find him. Because, listen, sometimes he can just blur the way where they can't find it. They can't see. And because also, too, when he knows the heart and he knows that the choice is not for him. Because how many people will choose for truth in the desperate moment, but as soon as that moment passes, they forget and they reject him all over again. And this is our Creator. This is the one that loves us, that made us, that knows the path and the journey for us. In Genesis chapter 6, talks about how it broke God's heart when he grieved him, when he saw that the every imagination of the heart of man was towards evil. And you see the kind of things that are going on and taking place at that time before the earth was inundated with water and life was destroyed. Now, you know, God saved Noah and his family. And there was a whole sequence of things that happened out of that. But in the process of that entire time, you know, listen, God is, he's involved. He has a will and a desire. That's why we pray, Lord, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying for the will of God. We're praying for his plan and purpose. We're praying for his will to be done. You want that. You don't want to live in the lie. You don't want to live in the deception. Look at what's happening to those that have gone that way. Already, they're being exposed. Everything is being drug out into the light, kicking and screaming, and they hate it. And like cockroaches, they're looking for a place to run and hide, but they can't because there's light everywhere. It's just streaming in. And it's just going to be that more and more and more and more. And every time that they try to put it out, just more comes out in more places. Now, see and understand. Have eyes to see and understand what it is that you're seeing right now. What it is that you're facing right now. What it is that's taking place right now. Have ears to hear and discernment. You know, recently we did our friend Zeph's show, and, you know, just because God quickened us, we stated a bunch of things that were on the horizon. And sure enough, those things happen. Now, why? Because also we want people to understand. Do not be deceived. Don't be tricked. Don't follow the bouncing ball. The world is going to try to do that. Instead, look and understand. See and know. You want to know. In the knowledge and in the understanding that God gives, that will also quicken you on your path of life. You don't need to be like the world. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They die without knowing. And that lack of knowledge, it gets them killed because they try to do things the way of the world, and the world has set it up to destroy you. Instead, you want to go the way of truth. And in the way of truth, in going that way, you're going to have what you need. You want to have what you need in your journey. You don't want to go out there into the wilderness without God leading you, because you die in that wilderness without the living God. But if you have the living God leading and guiding you, He will provide for you, He will protect you, He will quicken you. This is why it's important for you to know the voice of God for yourself. And this is the thing, I can't do it for you. You know, my buddy Zeph can't do it for you. My friends out there that broadcast, they can't do it for you. They can encourage you in that journey, but this is your journey before God. This is part of what happened at the cross, is that the way to the Father was made through Jesus Christ. It is finished. There's no more separation. So you don't need a man to stand between you and God. That was the curse of the law in the first place, was that you needed a man to get to God. You don't need that anymore. You can approach the throne of grace and God will speak to you directly. You go before Him and you go before Him completely who you are. Faults, flaws, mistakes, everything. You repent. You just come before Him and you just say, Lord God, here I am. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Lead me and guide me into Your truth. In Jesus' name, Lord, I just want to be with You. I want to walk with You. And I need You to show me how to journey through this life. And He'll do that. He will do that. God is good. He's gracious. He takes care of those that are His. He wants you to know not just life, but abundant life. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly, is what the Word says. He doesn't want you to just to kind of make it and just sort of like scrape through. No, He wants you to know the fullness of life. But it's on His terms. Not on yours. It's on His terms. Now, as you continue to journey through your time on earth, and in the time that we're in right now, this, my brothers and sisters, is a different time. And, you know, as we're continuing to transition, you need to hear His voice. So there are things that you can do. And, you know, there's plenty of resources on Faith Mix that have been put up over time. And they're there right now, as long as they can be. I don't know, you know, with all that's going on, how long these voices will be able to be up there. But, you know, while they are, make use of them. And there's things on prayer, there's things on fasting, there's things on spiritual warfare, there's all kinds of stuff. And let God, if there's anything here that is of use to you on faithmix.com, just use it. Listen to it. It's all there, it's all free, just, you know, let those resources be of help and support to you, because, you know, this is for the equipping of the saints, for the edifying and the building up of the body of Christ, so that we so that we do, and we're equipped and ready to do what God has for us to do. Now, in the process and in the time that we're in right now, there are natural things and natural works that God has for you. And you want to be in step with God so that you can do those. Because there are things that God would have that are part of the natural manifestations of the spiritual reality taking place. God is working in spirit through His human agents on earth at such a time as this to accomplish His purposes on earth as it is in heaven. So even as the enemy of your soul, the devil, is working through his human agents and his satanic workers and his resources to try to steal and to kill and to destroy, even so, God is working through his people to do his will. That's why when we pray, we watch things just crumble of the enemies, because your prayers are powerful. If that's all you did, that would be powerful. But then also God has things to do. And you want to listen to that. You want to listen to that voice of the Spirit of the living God. Because when He quickens you, He'll show you. And when He shows you, that is part of also your fulfillment and carrying those things out. Now sometimes it might feel like, oh, I don't know about this, or should I really do this? Listen, you'll learn more and more to be comfortable with the way that God speaks to you as time goes on. But you got to start. You'll learn more and more just how He speaks with you. You know, just like for me over time, you know, I learned, okay, this is how God quickens me to turn on this recorder and do one of these. And He flows through, and then when He's finished with channeling that message through, because it is a flow, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. You got to know, I know there's some people out there that don't like me because this is something that God does with me. But yeah, like this is just how He works with me. So I'm like, okay, cool. All right. Okay, Father, this is the way you want to work with your servant. Fine. Amazing. Awesome. Love it. How does He work with you? How does God do it with you? What's the way that God works through you? I don't know why people want the way that God works with them to be the way that God works with everybody. I never understood why people had to try to control everybody else. It's probably an insecurity, or it's probably just because they don't know who they are. See, when you know who you are, and God, and all, that'll only happen in Christ, by the way, because then you're connected with your eternal reality, with what is true and what is real. When you're connected with truth and who you are, now you can be who you are. You don't need to control somebody else. You can just be who you are. And it's a wonderful, freeing, amazing thing. That's what you want. But it's amazing. We a buddy of mine was recently telling me too, like just as he's been out driving a little bit, and last 2 days, 2 days in a row, just people just flipping out in other cars around him. And I've got to tell you guys right now, the worlders will be losing their minds. And listen, we've said this before too. We're just getting started. You know, things will continue to ramp up. Things will continue to escalate. If you're not grounded in the truth, you're in trouble right now. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you're in trouble right now. You need the truth, because that's the only way that you'll have an answer. It's the only way that you'll have a solution. That's the only way that you'll know what to do in such a time as this. You need the truth. So, but yeah, expect that the worlders will be flipping out in the time that we're in right now. More and more and more and more and more as time goes on. Because more and more light is going to keep coming in, and they're going to be revealed and exposed and seen and known and understood for exactly what they are. And in that process, hey, you know what? That's their call. Because, as a friend of mine and a pastor told me a long time ago, he said, you can choose to do whatever you want, you just can't choose the consequences. I thought that was a very profound statement. You can choose to do whatever you want. You just can't choose what's going to happen as a result of it. So if you choose to go the way of the world, that's your choice. But you can't choose the consequences of that. And that's the thing the worlders don't like, is they don't like right now the consequences of what's happened in going that way and taking that deal. Likewise, you can choose to follow the living God, and you can't choose those consequences either. But that's why also God says, look, follow me. Just come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, look, you got to trust me in this. You're going to have to follow me, the living God. You follow Jesus. And in the process of following him, he says that the consequences of following him are good. The consequences of following him are life. The consequences of following him is peace and an amazing journey. But that's his choice. That's his what he offers. And because he's truth, you see and you know and you understand that the consequences are consistent with who he is. And that's what you end up experiencing and knowing. He is that pearl of great price that once you've realized what it is, nothing in the world compares to what you have in Christ Jesus. So, that being the case, you want to go on with him. And you want to ditch the world and the world system because it has nothing. It is nothing. It is reduced to nothing. That's why everybody that labors in the world will also lose. They will lose the merit of everything that they've done and everything that they've built because the world ends. The world system ends. All that's done inside of it ends and is collapsed unto nothing. So what you would prefer is truth and that which is real. So, when you choose to go the way of Christ, the consequences are life. The consequences are an adventure. The consequences are you understand who you really are and your purpose and your reason for being in existence. You understand. And listen, when people do evil against you, and this happens, if you go the way of truth, if you go the way of life, if you go the way of Christ Jesus, people that are in the world will do evil against you because the light flows through you. So they will. And Jesus even spoke about this. He said, look, if they speak bad about you, remember they spoke bad about me. If they do bad things towards you, know that they did bad things towards me. So you're in good company, all right? You're in the company of the living God when they do that. Now, few things to know when people try to do evil against you. Well, one, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. So here's the thing. God has a way of settling accounts with those that hurt his. And he has a way of taking care of that. So now, here it is too. So just realize that's one thing too. You don't want to hold that in your heart. Because just leave that before God. You just put it before God, whatever it may be that people have done. And you just leave it before him. That's one. Two, you don't want to carry around that hurt or that bitterness in your heart. And only the Holy Spirit can heal that. Because the human nature wants to hold on to those things. So this is how you pray in that respect. God, Father, I see and I know this thing that hurt, whatever it may be. And Lord God, I know you've instructed me in your word to forgive. Because if I don't forgive, then you're not going to forgive me. And I'm going to be turned over to torturers. Which that's what happens, by the way. You get tortured when you hold on to bitterness, anger, unforgiveness in your heart. So your prayer is, Lord God, you by your Spirit, I yield myself to your Spirit, and so please, Lord, you by your Spirit, would you do in me the work that you have told me that needs to happen in me according to your expressed will? And Lord, help me to forgive and release and let go, because that's what I need to do, and I want to, and I choose to by your Spirit, so I turn myself over to your Holy Spirit to do in me what I cannot do in and of myself. Pray that way, brothers and sisters, and God will quicken you and enable you to forgive and to release and to let go. And when you do that, you're free. Don't be like those people that just hold on to that thing and it just eats away at them. Unforgiveness is like a cancer. It eats away at people. It manifests a lot of times in cancer, actually, because that which is in the realm of spirit works itself out in the realm of the natural. So it manifests. Unforgiveness and bitterness, you can just see the face of a person that is all wrapped up in bitterness and anger and resentment and unforgiveness. Let it go. Let it go. Release. Lay down your burden before the living God and let it go. Now, here's another thing too. Also have wisdom and knowledge and understanding so that you can avoid the traps and the tricks of the enemy. Book of Proverbs. Book of Psalms, there's lots of warnings about not going their way, not throwing in your lot with the collective, not doing what they do, because they lay in wait for their own blood. They destroy themselves, so you don't want to go that way, so you just turn from that and keep following Christ. That's the one thing you need to do. You need to do that. So that you don't have to then be trying to figure your way out. You just leave it. Let it be what it is and just keep moving with Christ. Simple. Once you see and once you know and once you understand, you keep moving. And if you're in a difficult spot and you're not quite sure what to do, well, go to God and ask Him and He'll show you. You know, I remember there's been some times in my own life where I've been in some tough spots. And I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. And He's showed me. Sometimes it's taken months. I'm thinking of one situation. It took about 6 months to transition from a difficult spot that I was in at the time. But it was just a process. But the thing is, what was in my heart? My heart wanted to follow Christ. I didn't want to stay trapped in the world's game. I wanted to follow Jesus. If you want Him, you're going to have Him. If you want truth, you're going to have truth. If you want life, you will find life, but it comes on God's terms. And we always have to make that point because you need that. You need to know that it's Him and not you. Let go of your own agenda and release yourself unto God's plan and purpose. And in doing so, you will find and experience and know life and truth. And that truth you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. And Jesus Christ is the truth. You want to be consummated with that truth. And you want that to be who you are and live it out. And pray in the time that we're in right now, brothers and sisters, pray. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the face of God and let God lead and guide your prayers. We love you guys. God bless you. Pray for us. We pray for you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. We'll talk to you guys again sometime soon. God bless you. And also, 20 on 20 is coming up in the not-too-distant future. So keep praying with us. We're praying for the end of human trafficking and modern-day slavery. And in that process of praying like this, we're seeing so many things being shaken up and revealed as God is doing a work. All right, love you guys. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.